So I gotta talk about this while it's still on my mind, clear on my mind. So just like you see from Genesis to Revelation, and you see at the end of the millennium, at the great white throne judgment, death, hell, Hades cast into the lake of fire, right? So in your life, this will actually help you in your life, whether it's relationships, whether it's a job, whether it's whatever it is. Anything. Whether you're a worker or a boss or a manager, everything is tested, right? So when you look at the concept of hell, it goes back to the word Gehenna, the trash heap. So when you take the trash out to the road at your house, the city picks it up and burns it. Now there's stuff left over. The wood, hay, and stubble is burned up. But if anything in there, this gold, silver, precious stone, it's not burned up. And so just like in your life, your individual life, the wood, hay, and stubble will be burned up through the trials and the refiner's fire of day-to-day activity and day-to-day life. So your life is going through the refiner's fire. The flesh will burn up. Anything done in the energy of the flesh always burns up. But anything done in the power of the Spirit will last. And so let's say there's a relationship out there. And it could be narcissistic. It could be just people that weren't meant to be together. It could be healthy people, but they just weren't meant to be together. It could be psychopathic. It could be family related. It could be romance. It could be marriage. It could be, let's say you married the wrong one. It's going to go through the refiner's fire and things are going to be revealed, you know. And so God's will in your life, for your life, has to go through that process too, because you have all these different choices, right, in life. Should I do this? Should I go here? Should I should I be in this place, here, wherever, you know? So that refiner's fire is to burn off bad habits, bad thoughts, bad relationships, bad whatever. And so you can just sit back and watch as things play out and not necessarily be too stressed out about any of it, because you know that the Bible is your litmus test and everything happening in the Bible is happening actually in your day-to-day life. I noticed when I went to the doctor, they said, your sugar's too high, you need to cut it back. So I cut it back. I started fasting and cutting back sugar. And I started feeling a lot better. And I started taking extra virgin olive oil and MCT oil and exercising more, even though I always exercise doing something. But I started just changing my schedule, taking magnesium and all kinds of stuff. So I had to go through a refiner's fire to change my diet, to change my habits, to change whatever. And so when you're reading the Bible, you have to go through the refiner's fire to change your thought process. And if you read the comments on these channels about, some people say, I was married to a narcissist for 20 years and they about killed me or whatever. The refiner's fire, God used that marriage, that fake marriage or whatever it was, to wake them up to what life really is, you know. And so whether it's choosing a career, you might try two or three different careers, and then you finally find the one that matches your personality and something you like. It could be with friends. It could be with a church you go to. It could be with whatever. It could be living in a state or a country or whatever. I mean, it's just, this refiner's fire is a fractal. Not only do you see it at the end of the ages, all the dispensations have to play out, and then hell was actually made for the devil and his angels, his fallen angels. But people can choose to follow the devil and go there with him, or they can choose to run to Jesus and be saved. And so not only is the refiner's fire playing out on a daily basis, where you can experience heaven or hell on your daily activities, your daily life, you can be in peace and joy and contentment on every day. You can live on heaven on earth right now. Or you can have your mind going 90 miles a minute and worrying, stressful and crazy. You can be living in hell right now. And you got to drink or take some kind of pop, some kind of pill, because it's an internal thing, right? But God is using that. If he's really calling you out of Babylon, he's using that experience to push you to the next level. So this heaven or hell that people are experiencing right now is just a foreshadow of what's going to happen at the end of this thing, when this thing gets folded up and refurbished. Because there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, and that new heaven and new earth is separated way far from hell. The devil, his fallen angels, and the people who chose to reject Jesus, they will be cast into that lake of fire. And the smoke of their torment will rise up forever and ever as a sweet-smelling offering. They chose to go to the trash dump. They chose to be burned. When you put something out in the trash can outside, you're making a choice. This is no longer useful. I can't use this anymore. I'm going to take this and I'm going to put it in the trash. It's not useful. It has rejected the truth. It has rejected. It is no longer useful. It has to get out of my life. And so this could apply to relationships, could apply to family members, friendships. They're no longer useful for you. They're no longer growing. They're no longer beneficial. They're no longer healthy. And so the choices you make, they're either healthy or unhealthy. And eventually, God is not going to let you stay. Your body's not going to let you stay in that process either. You're going to have to make healthy choices. And you're going to have to force that refiner's fire in many situations. Relationships, your motivation, your desires, everything is going to be forced. And so when you make that decision to throw away the wood, hay, and stubble and focus on the gold, the silver, and the precious stone. When you make that choice, I choose health. Or you make the choice, you choose death. You either choose life and live an abundant life, a heaven on earth while you're down here, or you choose death and you live hell on earth down here. It's happening now. Like I said, it's a fractal holographic repeat storyline. It's actually happening now. So you can step into heaven right now. And I'm not saying that it's the ultimate culmination, but you can be in peace and love and joy, walking in the spirit, or you can step into hell and Hades and the flesh and Galatians 5:19, 20, 21, and be miserable. You can step into life or death at each moment, just like at the end of the age, the end of millennium, there's going to be one last test. And then all the wood, hay, and stubble, all the humans who chose to follow Satan, Lucifer, the devil, the Antichrist, they're all cast into the lake of fire, the Gehenna to the hilt trash dump. Gehenna means hell, means trash dump. The lake of fire is a different Greek word, I'm sure. But Gehenna to the hilt is the lake of fire. And so everything that God has created, the stuff that is useful, the stuff that is gold, silver, your motives, your heart. It's all, is your heart pure? Is your motive pure? Are you really walking in truth? Or is there cognitive dissonance where you have to drink to drown out the cognitive dissonance in your life? So you can't blame anybody else. You can't be upset about a relationship that's going bad because it had to go through the refiner's fire. I don't even care if it's a marriage. Let's say you get married. There's going to be some trouble to test. Okay, is this real or is it fake? Is it a real reality or is it a fake reality bubble? You have to go through the test, people. You have to go through the refiner's fire on a job, with your health, with your nation, with your political party, with your family, with your kids, with your motive, with your heart motive, with your choice of being like us, having your own will, having your own, you know, what's that word where you have, I forget what it is. You know, some people get in certain relationships and it's so bad that they actually have given up their own identity or will to the Stockholm syndrome thing or whatever. You have to make a choice. Are you going to walk in freedom? Heaven on earth? Are you going to walk in hell and be in that Hades mindset, that Gehenna trash hunt, trash dump? And every day that you wake up, you're in the trash dump and you're sitting there thinking, why am I in this? Because you're making that choice. And if you step, let's say you step outside of your 3D experience and you look at it from the 5D, the mind of Christ. So you're just, let's say you step into an eternity mindset right now, and you can do that because you know the whole Bible and you know the beginning from the end. So you take and you step out of this 3D storyline and you're just seated in the heavenlies and you're looking down at yourself in the script and you're wondering, how's this going to play out? Well, you don't have to worry because it's going to be tested by fire. It will be tested by fire. I don't care what relationship it is. And then once whatever it is tested by fire, when you get on the other side, you're either together with that person, place, or thing, or you're separated and it has been revealed and it's over and it's burned up. There's either going to be a burning up or there's going to be a refining. Most people struggle with this relationship thing. I mean, I see it everywhere I go, all the comments. So let's say you're sitting there worried about a relationship. You don't have to worry anymore because God is going to test that relationship and it's His universe. And the fractal is heaven or hell. And so if that relationship is going through hell, it's going to come to an end. Either both people are going to be refined and they're going to learn to walk in love and truth and forgiveness and patience and all that and have heaven on earth. Or they're going to keep fighting and cheating and lying and conniving and being selfish. And that relationship is going to break completely apart. And if those people are in the flesh mind, they're just sitting there in the middle of it and they're in the flesh mind, both of them, if only one of them is, the one that's in the spirit mind will just get up the next day and go on with life, forgive and move on. But the one in the flesh mind is going to be in bitterness and hatred and anger. They're going to run to another relationship and they're going to go through the same round the mountain cycle again and again and again. So every relationship has to be tested. Every career choice has to be tested. Every nation has to be tested. China has to be tested. North Korea has to be tested. Russia. Everything in this life has to go through that refiner's fire. Amazon's going through one right now. It's what, seven of their warehouses are on strike. Corporations got to go through the refiner's fire. Everything goes through that refiner's fire. Even the CEOs go through it. And so I'm telling you this, to think of life as a fractal. So you see the big picture from Genesis to Revelation, but that's all everything in between there is happening now. And so don't worry. If the relationship breaks down, it had to be burned up. It had to go to Gehenna. Instead of telling people, go to, when people, I don't say this to people, I've never said this in my life to anybody, but I've heard people say, go to H. Instead of saying that, why don't they just say, go to Gehenna. Go to the trash dump. You're trash. Get out of my life. I wish I'd been thinking like this a long time ago. I'd have said, go to the trash dump. You know, people say, they're for the streets. Instead of saying that, just say, they're for the trash dump because it's burned up. They didn't have a pure motive. Their heart wasn't right. It was all about me, you know. And so some of those relationships that broke down, it was for the good. It had to be tested by fire. And if it wasn't right, it had to be burned up. You know when it's right. Healthy communication, back and forth, you know, supporting each other, on each other's team. You're on the other person's, what word would I use? You know, you got two basketball teams playing and you sit in the, let's say your child's playing basketball and you're sitting on the side that his team is on or her team is on. So you're supporting the team, you know. And if they're not on your team, it's going to be tested. If they're pretending to be on your team and they got the jersey of the other team on underneath their shirt, it's going to be tested. You're going to know who they really support. So when the other team wins and they stand up and cheer and they catch themselves sitting back down, oh, you were on the other team. Oh, I see. You wasn't on my team. And so that refiner's fire will reveal who is really on your team, who's really going to build you up, who's going to really stand by you. And so I just had to do this before I went to sleep. It's a very freeing comprehension. At the end of this whole thing, God's at the great white throne judgment, God separates the saved from the lost. And at the great white throne judgment, he judges the lost and he shows them their whole life flashes before their eyes and he shows them all the choices where they rejected Jesus. In all the sins where they got over on people and hurt people. And he shows it in their face like a movie. And they have nothing to say. It's proper judgment. Everybody should be there, but those who are under the blood have received Christ. Yes, you will be judged at the Bema seat for things done in the body, but you are still eternally saved. Hebrews 12 tells you that. God scourges every son he received. So a lot of these people getting ahead in this world, it's not going to last forever. All these evil people getting ahead in this world, it ain't going to last forever. They're going to have to face off with God's judgment one day. And that burning in hell, that burning in Gehenna, is going to last forever. It's not like you're thrown out to the trash. A newspaper and it goes to the dump and it just disintegrates. No, that eternal hell is the eternal story. So it has to burn forever as an object lesson of the flesh mind had to be burned up. The spirit mind is the only thing that will last. The flesh mind must be burned up.